Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome in, DFW. Glad to have you on board on a Haiku Hump Day NFL Eve season.
Woo, woo, woo.
2025, here we go. And you know what makes it even that much more special, Blake Elliott, is that this year, your Dallas Cowboys are kicking off the NFL season against the defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. This time tomorrow, Elliott, this time tomorrow, we will be...
A team will already have scored, probably.
Yeah, second quarter. We're in the second quarter. Oh, yeah. Okay, great. Okay, great point. Great point. What do we think the score will be at this time tomorrow?
14-3 Eagles.
I'm going to go 14-10.
I don't hate that.
I'm going to go 14-10.
I'm going to go 14-3. I think the offense of the Cowboys is a little slow. Eagles come out the gate jumping. 14-3. My other prediction was going to be 10-0. But I'll stick with 14-3. I think a Brandon Aubrey field goal gets on the board.
I'm going to go 10-3. I'm going to go 10-3 Eagles.
Okay.
I'm going to go this time tomorrow, I'm going to say it's 10-3 Eagles. The Cowboys are driving.
Yep. I'm going to say 14-3 Cowboys are driving.
Okay. I like that. Yeah, because I do think Dante Fowler is going to make some noise tomorrow. And I do think that, you know, I was looking at this. I think it was Nick Harris who tweeted this out yesterday or the day before, where he said, you know, give us your prediction for who you think is going to lead the team in sacks this year.
Should we do our Cowboys predictions? We didn't really write that on the show. You want to do that in this segment?
Let's do it. Then you want to do it right now?
Let's do it right now.
You want to do it right now? Okay, perfect. Rangers lost today, by the way. Okay.
2-0. You didn't miss anything.
Didn't hit anything. Well, go figure. Surprise.
Hey, I will say Jack Leiter. Another good outing.
Stop. Okay, real quick. No, this isn't deja vu. This isn't a glitch in the Matrix. Surprise, surprise. Your pitchers went out and pitched their ass off, and you guys couldn't hit your way out of a wet paper sack.
I will say I won't overreact too much because they have been doing good at hitting in the last series. So...
By the way, your boy Feral Hillbilly, great Twitter name, by the way.
Feral Hillbilly. Oh, is that who I DM'd?
Feral Hillbilly. He's the guy you DM'd me today when Evan Carter said last Evan two Grant. Games. What did I say?
Evan Carter.
That's right, Evan Carter. Well, he might have been saying it. Who knows? In the privacy of his own home. But no, Evan Grant, Dallas Morning News beat writer for your Texas
Probably
Rangers.
Probably the only guy outside of Jared Sandler still live tweeting the games.
I mean, who else is going to?
That's what I'm saying. Like, Jared, phenomenal job. And
yeah,
Evan Grant.
Because he
No one else is
to do it. I mean, you know, that's kind of their job. But anyway, you and I brought up yesterday. Well, you did. And then, you know, and it's funny you say it because I got to thinking about it today. And it's funny because I started noticing it today a little bit on Twitter after you mentioned it about, you know, Boach got to go. Boach got to go. So Feral Hillbilly responded to Evan Grant saying that over the last two games they're 0-for-14 with runners in scoring position,
yep.
Which has been an issue for them all year. But his point, and then he responded to that and said, this is why Boach needs to go.
Yeah.
And so real quick, my point to you is saying that, so Boach is supposed to, what, get up and hit for, I mean, what?
I got you, Josh.
Is that Boach's fault that guys can't hit? That's all I'm asking.
I don't know. I think it's the whole thing.
I love the name. Again, Farrell, if you're a Tolo or a Fatty, shout out to you. Love the name. But I'm just asking, like, is he supposed to – what is he supposed to do at that point?
I'm not one that wanted Boach gone. All I was saying is there's commentary out about it. So I disagree with that sentiment.
No, and that's what I'm saying. So I got to thinking about it after you told me that, after we talked about it a little bit on the show yesterday. So 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Shout out to – we got our boy Dylon behind the glass on the 1-2s and 3s. Look, hell or high water, win, lose, or draw – Dylon, rocking the Texas Rangers hat no matter what.
Yeah.
In fact, you're probably the only person here at the Fan who routinely wears Ranger gear.
They're my team.
They are, tell you what.
Love that. Are you going to write our predictions down?
So I've got, you know what? Let me tell you something real quick. Let's just...
Good point. Khaki Kev brought a good point. I do play for the Texas Rangers.
You do play for the Texas Rangers. That's right. That's right. So, and they pay you so much that you also moonlight here as a producer at 105.3 The Fan. All right. So everybody that listens to this show knows, whether you're a Fatty, Tolo, fan of Blake and Fred, you know that I have my chicken scratch notebook for all you right here. Okay. And I mean, we're almost done with notebook number 2.
Wow. A lot of shows.
We've been doing a lot of shows, okay? And for those of you...
Are you saving these notebooks to, like, show your kids one day?
I don't know if I'm going to show them, but I do have the notebooks. Yes, absolutely. So...
I said show your kids one day like they're not old.
Hey, Dad, show me your show notebook. So...
Like they're Chiefs age.
Look, my daughter would do it just because then she would ask me for money afterwards. Yeah. Oh, Dad, I've got to humor you and look through your notebook. That's cool. I can't read it. Give me money for rent. Anywho, so last year, we were kind of all over the place as far as our predictions were concerned.
Yeah.
And, you know, because we have, three, four different producers that we deal with on a week-to-week basis, this year... We'll ask the producer, whoever's producing, like we'll throw a little something at them. But as far as like keeping track, sorry guys.
You guys rotate too much.
I can't keep track of you. Okay. I'm only one man. All right. But this year, Fred has sheets that he's keeping track of. Okay. He's got sheets, and our odds are presented to you by BetMGM.
There we go.
Okay. Who does stuff with Odyssey.
Yes, it is. Yes, okay? I do.
As per Gavin Spittle and Tim Collins. All right. So we
Tim never got back.
Tim never responded. Tim, if you're listening, 877-881-1053. BetMGM. Okay. So that being said, it's prediction night.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's prediction night here on 105 through the Fan.
All the predictions.
All the Fan After Dark. And look, we're in it to win it this year, boys and girls. So tonight we're giving you our predictions for division winners, playoffs, Super Bowl, as well as MVP, Offensive Player of the Year, Defensive Comeback, Offensive and Defensive Rookie of the Year, Protector of the Year,
and Coach of the Year.
Trojans Mine, and then Coach of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
You can pick up on that?
It's going to be super fun. Trojan Mine?
When I said Protector, and I said Trojan.
Ah, I see.
Come on, get with it, okay? I'm gonna need you to snap too, all right?
Got a Magnum on me. Like that one? To get the Trojan joke.
I see what you did there. Okay. We didn't do Cowboys, though.
We didn't do Cowboys, so let's do it right here.
Let's do it right here, because we're going
to... Starting off spicy, boys, and
we're gonna
gents
do,
and ladies.
We're also going to do some shoddy audio. Did you get a chance to listen to the Shoddy Show this morning?
I didn't.
Okay. So I listened to the Shoddy Show this morning. Our boy Khaki Kev's giving it the A-OK symbol. You guys already know I was on the Shoddy train prior to listening to him today. And one thing, and again, this is the kind of information you're going to get on Fan After Dark. You've said this time and time again, when we had, this was like a year ago. Actually, it was a little bit less, but close to. When we had Bobby Belt on, and I asked specifically, what exactly does Brian Schottenheimer do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this was like week 4, week 5, offense was terrible, yada, yada. And he said, look, he's a liaison between the players and the coaches, helps with game planning, da 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 da. Because I said, we need to make a move, fire Schottenheimer.
Yep, you did. Okay? Say
I that. Said that. I said, fire Schottenheimer. Full circle moment. I'm on the bandwagon.
Okay, I am on the Brian Schottenheimer bandwagon. Because, and bringing it back to what Bobby said, great speaker, wins the press conference. That's what they love about him, okay? And we've heard, you've heard your fair share of press conferences from Shotty. Have you ever come away from Shotty being like, man, I don't know about this guy?
No, no, he's saying all the right things, but tomorrow.
But again.
No more talking.
Talk to talk. It's time to walk the walk tomorrow, okay? But again, we're going to play a couple clips from him this morning. I'm telling you right now, if you were teetering as to whether or not you were Team Shotty or not after listening this morning, if you're not Team Shotty, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you, so we're going to get to him a little bit. All right, what? You tell me. Here's my pen. Here's my paper.
Okay, you ready?
Written down.
Let's start spicy. Let's go to the running back room, and we'll go Fred and Blake. Who do you think leads this team in yards per carry? Because I don't want to do the counting stats. Yards per carry. Pretty much who's the most effective
yards
runner.
Per carry. We're not going to do rushing yards?
Because I think rushing yards, is the counting stats can get a little weird. I think yards per carry is a better way to, like, who's the more effective runner when they were on the field? Whether they get 10 rushes
I'm
or 25.
I'm just right now, I think Javonte Williams is going to lead the team in rushing, but I think Jaden Blue will be your most effective runner.
I agree.
I
just think Javonte will be on the field the most, therefore getting the highest counting stats.
And well, I think the season goes on, though, I'm telling you right now, I said this before. The model is going to be David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs from 2 years ago, and I think Javonte and Jaden Blue can be that, a poor man's version of it. So
I think they'll be. Wait, who'd you say, Jaden Blue and Montgomery? Would you say that?
I meant Jahmyr Gibbs.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
That's
the model.
Oh, yeah, I think that's the model for everybody in the NFL, but do you think, think they have the talent to do that?
I think Javonte Williams can be a give you 800-900 yards, and then Jaden Blue comes in and is your change of pace back.
And he's Jahmyr Gibbs?
Who, Jaden Blue?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Are you saying, like, he can try? Like,
he's that style, yes. I mean,
I'm saying Jaden Blue at his absolute ceiling, you think can be Jahmyr Gibbs?
A poor man's Jaden
Jahmyr
Gibbs?
A very poor man. Like a 25 cents to the dollar version. Yeah, I agree with you. We'll move on to the next one. I think Javonte leads the team.
I mean, I'm not
in
saying he's
yards.
Gonna be Jahmyr Gibbs, but I mean, as far as kind of, I mean, everybody's trying to find that duo, and I think the Cowboys have something similar to that.
So yards per carry, I got that. Okay, who leads this team in receiving touchdowns?
That's a great question.
You got three huge names to pick from CeeDee Pickens and Jake Ferguson.
Wasn't it like Jalen Tolbert last year though?
Yeah, well, it's still Jalen Tolbert. Jalen Tolbert wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
He actually led with seven.
He actually led the team in receiving touchdowns.
We'll throw Tolbert in there.
Give me Kevontae Turpin.
I'm gonna just go with CD. I'm gonna go with CD. I think you can make an argument for all three. Blake is gonna go with CD Lamb.
Look, CD Lamb, I mean, people are expecting big things out of him.
And the defense, maybe there's going to be more opportunities. You have to score a lot of points. It's not going to be, we're going to win games 10-3, excuse me.
RJ Choppy said something this morning, and I almost wanted to call in, but if Dak stays healthy this year for the full 17 games, this offense is going to put up some stupid numbers.
Yeah,
I firmly believe that. I really, really do. You know what? Give me Pickens.
Nice. I don't hate it. I very heavily contemplated Pickens.
Give me Pickens.
It might be your red zone threat. It might be you get down in the goal line and he's the guy who's heavily targeted.
He's a big body dude. Not to say CD isn't.
He's a little bit taller than CD. I think CD's got a little bit more weight on him. I think like a couple more. I think CD's the heaviest receiver outside of Mingo. But I want to say.
But he's better at high pointing the ball.
Pickens
and we're splitting hairs here. But I'm going to go with Pickens. Give us a bonus pick there. Who you got there? Dylon.
I'm going to go out on a limb.
Say Jay Ferg.
And go Ferguson. He had zero this last season.
Yeah. He did.
Zero.
He did. So even one will be an improvement.
One's an improvement, and I think he will be the biggest red zone threat.
Okay. Well, as our boy Ben Troop said to us about a month ago, you can't double all three guys. And he said, as a tight end, that you are in a dream scenario where defenses have to pick between CD and George Pickens. And then, okay, here's our boy Fergie Ferg doing his thing.
Let's do one more offensive one. We can do either who we think will lead, not lead, somewhere in catches, or we can do some offensive line related. Which one would you rather? I'll come up with a question.
What's your offensive line one? Because now I'm intrigued by that.
Offensive line one, I'm trying to think what could be a good one. Who do you think will have the best passing/run blocking grade outside of Tyler Smith? Pretty much, who do you think will be your second best O-lineman? We can do that, or we can be like, who do you think will be your third best receiver?
Okay, I love it. No.
Okay, you
want to
do that?
No. Go back to what you just said.
Okay.
Go back to what you
just
said.
Who do you think,
second best behind Tyler Smith?
Who will be the second best O-lineman behind Tyler Smith? I think we can all agree Tyler's an all-pro guy. I'm going to wait for yours. I don't even know who yours is going to be.
Who?
Come on. My number two.
Who's yours? Tyler Booker?
It's between Booker and BB. He's definitely not one of the tackles that Fred's about to pick.
He knows me too well.
You read
my mind. Terrence Steele. It's Terrence Steele season, ladies and gentlemen. By the way, from the 940, damn it, Fred relapsed. I'm stone cold sober. I get it. You know, I'm coming off the top turnbuckle tonight.
It's an exciting show, man.
Now, we've been, Blake and I, and Blake said to me this before the show, we got to lock in, you know, because you know how we do on the show. Every now and again, we'll, you know, take one segment and turn it into four. Not tonight. All right, so I got Terrence Steele. What say you?
Man, Dylan, can you help convince me between Booker and BB? Which guy would you pick? We're going to ride with this one together. I like both guys.
I'd go with BB.
The only concern about Booker, rookie lineman.
Yeah.
It's tough being a lineman in general, but as a rookie, I would probably go BB.
Let's go BB.
There you go.
You heard me and Dylan together.
I think he's consistent.
Let's give me Cooper BB being your second best O-lineman behind Tyler Smith. Fred pick
Terrence Steele.
Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. Let's get the exciting one out the way. Sacks. Who leads this team in sacaroonies this year with no Micah Parsons? Fred Davis, you say who?
I said this on Twitters the other day on Nick Harris's Twitter. I responded to his Twitter question. I said James Houston.
Ooh.
I said James Houston with 8.5.
Okay. I'm going to go with a non-sexy pick. He had double-digit sacks last year. He's back on this defense. Give me Dante Fowler. Dante Fowler.
I think that's a great choice as well.
I just think he's going to be on the field a bunch, get a lot of opportunities. I do want to throw in one caveat. I think a disappointing factor and something that I will be watching this year is Sam Williams. Like Sam Williams can either really raise this ceiling of this defensive end room. Like you got a bunch of wildcats out there. They're just getting after the passer.
Yeah.
Or it's like Sam Williams isn't very good. Nealon isn't much of a passer today. Azarako's learning.
See,
something.
That's the thing. Marshawn Nealon, because I flirted with him, but at the same time, he had 12 sacks in college. He's not that kind of. He's a Marshawn set the edge.
Yes, he's big, solid.
And that's why I think the run game. I think stopping the run can be a little bit better than
people
think.
You know, he was brought in for DeMarcus Lawrence's replacement. Yeah, that's why he was drafted.
Exactly.
He's a run stopper, balance leader, not like a highlight reel.
Thank you. He's not that type of defensive end. I mean, I'm sure he'll get in two or three. From beating guys up, but I'm with you. I like I said James Houston and Fowler. You're saying how many? 11.
Sure, we'll give him 11.
We'll give him 11, which that would tie the most that a Matt Eberflus defense has ever had.
And then we'll finish this. Let's go to the secondary.
Ince/.
I was just gonna say, who do you think the best secondary player outside of Deron Bland's gonna be? I think we can all agree Deron Bland's the constant in the secondary. Who do you think is going to be the most impactful secondary player for the Cowboys?
I think Malik Hooker has a bounce back year.
Okay. Blake is going to go with...
And I'll tell you why real quick. He's played with Matt Eberflus' defense before. He was not great last year. He's only in year 9, year 10, and I think he's got something to prove. Because look, last time we remember Malik Hooker opening his mouth, he was telling Micah Parsons what he would do. As far as his off the field stuff, and did not have a great year last year, but he knows Matt Eberflus's defense. I think he's going to be a little bit more comfortable this year, and I just feel like this team and something else too. And I'm trying to think who it was that said this. I think it was Mike Tirico that said this. Anytime, and I could be wrong about this, but 877-881-1053, tell me who this was, but I'm positive it was Mike Tirico. He said that anytime a big-time player gets traded from a team, when you go into the locker room afterwards as a media or whatever, you can feel like it's kind of deflated. He said didn't notice that with the Dallas Cowboys.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I am going to go with Trayvon Diggs. I think Trayvon Diggs has a comeback year. A lot of people besmirched him, myself included. Contract year, attacked rehab really well, is apparently ready for week one for tomorrow's game. I think Trayvon Diggs doesn't have some all-pro level, but I think he is the second most impactful secondary player for you and steps up while everyone has besmirched him, even the Cowboys front office.
No, I mean, look.
Trayvon Diggs bounce back.
No, people have been very critical of him, and rightfully so. But again, this is a bounce back year for him because not only is it important for just his on-the-field product, but you know whether he stays in Dallas or wants to go elsewhere, he's going to need to have a big year, and it's going to show, especially since Deron Bland has already gotten paid. All right, we've got a huge show for you guys. Only 3 hours. Blink and you miss it because that's how we roll here on Fan After Dark. It's a haiku hump day kind of show. Now, haikus normally 8:40, 9:40, somewhere in there tonight, because this is a jam-packed show. We're not doing haikus until 10:40 tonight. Yes, that's right. You heard me. The one topic's going to be the Cowboys season. We're going to wait for Blake and Dylan to figure out what the second topic's going to be. We'll come up with that before the end of the first hour. We've got AFC predictions, NFC predictions. We've also got our picks as far as the playoffs, Super Bowl, and then, of course, awards as well. We'll get into a little fair or foul, haikus, and then we're excited to have Mr. Keith Moreland, 10-year Major League Baseball veteran. He's a UT analyst, one of the football analysts, ironically enough. Also, one of only 10 people to ever have their jersey retired by the UT baseball team. And more importantly, a former Boach teammate. So we're going to get kind of a double dip with him. We'll talk a little baseball, and we'll talk a little UT football as well. Coming up next, though, if you're not on the shoddy train before, you might be after you hear what he had to say with the morning show this morning. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first, 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
From the 214, Trayvon is better than Bland. I don't think it's close. Neither on who covers number one's better. Okay. And then this sounds very Blake Elliott-ish from the 940. I don't believe in anyone on the O-line except Tyler Smith. Maybe Booker, but maybe the only looks good because he is playing against our defensive tackles.
I think that's my burner texting.
So there you have it. 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. That is the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line. Text in. Let us know what you're thinking. It is a jam-packed Dallas Cowboy prediction show tonight as we get ready for kickoff tomorrow as the 2025 NFL season gets off to its start and debut. And, of course, you got the Philadelphia Eagles, defending Super Bowl champs, and your Dallas Cowboys. There's a rumor. Trayvon Diggs, Tyler Guyton, are they going to play? We'll find out here in just a second. I know Blake's heard a few rumors as well, but
they're available.
They are available. But what does our boy Shoddy have to say about that? We'll get to it in just a second. We got a couple things he spoke with RJ, Sean, and Bobby, and of course nobody better than 105 Through the Fan when talking about, you got Stephen Jones, you're going to hear from Jerry Jones, and of course you're going to hear from Shoddy. And of course, because game day is on a Thursday, everything's kind of truncated as far as shows, as far as the schedule is concerned. Normally, though, you'll hear from one Mr. Brian Schottenheimer on Fridays at 8:20, but today you heard from him at Wednesday at 8:20 because of tomorrow being kickoff. But let's get this thing started, rocking and rolling now. I said it was Mike Tirico, and of course he was on the morning show as well, but I think it was actually Shoddy that said this now that I was going over the clips with Dylon. But this is what he said this morning when asked about where he's been other places where a superstar has left the team, a.k.a. a Micah Parsons, and was that team better or was the vibe better after said superstar left?
Well, yeah, I don't think it's got anything to do with the culture thing. I think it's got more than anything to do with, okay, hey, you know, what does this look like 2 years from now? What does this look like after we utilize those first-round draft picks? What does this look like as we play football throughout this season and beyond? Because at the end of the day, you know, guys, we're going to be judged on wins and losses, and we all own that. And so, again, a lot of times these deals, when they happen, it takes time to figure out. You know, everybody's quick to say, oh, this team won, this team lost. But in reality, we really don't know that because there's so much left to be determined based on the capital that we have in terms of, the draft picks, the cash that's available, things like that. But at the end of the day, again, I'm really excited about our team. You know, we've talked about this for a long time. You know, we are very, very deep on the edge pieces. Mike is an incredible player. I am not saying that. He is an elite football player. We did have a void inside that we were a little concerned about with our depth. We get a great player in Kenny Clark that is just a tremendous player inside that can help solidify the middle of your defense. In my conversations with a few people in Green Bay, they were devastated to lose him because of the type of man that he is. And then, of course, you know, you get the draft picks that, again, allow you to do what we've done here historically, which is draft very, very well in the first round. And that's a big part of it.
Well, I mean, for the most part,
draft really well in the first round,
for 2 years ago.
Can I go to my conspiracy theory that, you know, Mozzie Smith got Micah traded?
I mean, I love a good conspiracy theory as much.
Really all it is. I mean, I feel like it's pretty hand in hand. If Mozzie played well, maybe you don't have that voided defensive tackle that they just spoke about, and
yeah,
maybe they don't feel as needy to go trade Micah for a defensive tackle because. Obviously, part of it was getting off Micah, but the other half was like we needed a D tackle.
Yeah.
And they're pretty much just saying Mozzie was not starter material.
Oh, no. I mean, they've made that clear, and I think they talked about it this morning.
Steven said that before they even made the trade. Remember coming out of Oxnard, he did an interview, I think, with Hoyt or something, and he was like talking about areas of concern. He's like, I know you won't mention areas of concern. He's like, no, corner and defensive tackle are areas of concern.
No, Steven stood on business, as the kids say, that was the issue. And by the way, Shoddy's interview or Shoddy's show is always brought to you by Window Nation, so make sure you go check them out as well. All right, so that was him talking about when a superstar leaves the building. Another part that he's been talking about, and we've been hearing him preach this time and time again, is physicality. And I thought he had a really good answer about this, and it's not just about the run game when it comes to the kind of physicality they're into.
I think we're going to find out a lot tomorrow night. I'm pleased with the physical nature of practice that we've had. I think, you know, it started out in Oxnard. These guys learned how to practice the right way. These guys learned how to put the pads on. You know, we wanted to have a physical training camp. We did that. We came back to Frisco, had the few practices in front of the fans here at the Star. Those were very, very physical. So my point is, I think, you know, I feel like we're prepared to go into battle. I feel like we're prepared to go in and play a very, very good football team that is very physical like we are. And we'll find out a lot come Thursday night. But, you know, at the end of the day, guys, I just told our guys this, like, I don't want our guys going into this matchup and being like, oh, we're playing the Eagles, defending champions, and I'm going to try super hard, and you just wait to see what I do. We don't want that, man. Hey, it's just another championship opportunity. Play free, fly around, enjoy flying around on the football field with your brother hitting somebody else, and that's kind of the way we're approaching this game. And honestly, you don't get extra credit for beating Philadelphia in Philadelphia on primetime than you do beating the Giants at noon at home in AT&T Stadium a week from now. So, again, that's something that's really important to me, is each game is just another championship opportunity. That way, when we get to the huge stage of the playoffs and the Super Bowl, hey, guys, we've been here before.
I love it. When we get to the Super Bowl, Hey, look. Shotty's got me jacked, bro. I'm excited.
He says all the right things.
He sure does. He sure does.
Are you going to jump off the bandwagon if they get throttled? If they lose to the Giants?
I'm actually more nervous about the Giants game than I am about the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Because the Eagles is
nobody expects you to beat. No, so if you lose, nobody has you winning tomorrow night.
It's the second highest point spread.
I think, I think it's the highest.
Well, when me and Brennan did it, it was the second highest. I think the other one was the Broncos. Yeah.
Let's see. I want to say, as of right now, it is the highest point spread. No, it is surpassed, which I think, and we'll get to this later in the show, Denver-Tennessee is free money.
Free money, huh?
Yeah, you heard me. Okay. You heard me.
Just wait till we get to our prediction.
We'll get to them. All right, last but certainly not least, at Guyton, Bone Bruise. We were on the air. We came on the air right as the news. The news had broken that maybe he might have an ACL. And then our boy Brian Broaddus, Cowboys insider extraordinaire, Super Bowl winning scout, the best of the best, said, hold on, not so fast. My sources are saying we haven't confirmed anything just yet. Remember how panicked people were when they thought that Tyler Guyton tore his ACL?
Dude, there was already viral tweets being made.
Bro, it was insane. You'd have thought somebody had died, all right? Like, it was like, oh, this season, this is the kind of season we're headed towards. Then we find out it's a bone bruise. Mm-hmm. 4 weeks. Now, you and I said, I was like, look, we may not see this dude till week four.
Yeah.
All right? There's rumblings. He may be available tomorrow. Trayvon Diggs available tomorrow. What say you, Brian Schottenheimer?
Yeah, I think so. Again, we'll find out. You know, we had good meetings last night with the training staff. I think both guys are trending in the right direction. You know, we're through our physical work, guys. Like the way we do it, Wednesday's a padded practice. Generally, Thursday we're in shells. Friday we run around in helmets, but we're still running. And then today is truly a walkthrough. Today is okay. Let's recreate the entire week. Just kind of hit some of the last minute situational things that we need to get done. But the physical aspect of our deal ends on Friday in terms of now it's about getting their minds right, getting them relaxed, and then getting their bodies feeling great, getting ready to go into a game.
Mm. Great PR. I mean, this guy just knows how to tell
it. He's the best. But again, to your point, it doesn't matter. Here's what I am most excited, anxious, eager, looking forward to, whatever you want to call it, tomorrow. How disciplined is this team tomorrow?
That's a good one. Cowboys discipline. We've talked about it. Penalties, offsides, hitting the quarterback late, special teams penalties. That's
false
the thing.
Starts.
Killing drives.
You should have a – I mean, look, let's be real. Whether it's – and again, rumor has it we will see some Tyler Guyton tomorrow. Now, it remains to be seen. It's going to be him or Nate Thomas. We will wait and find out. I am a little nervous if it is Tyler Guyton, only because not – well, a couple of reasons. One, he had no training camp. And B, it's not – say what you want about Terrence Steele, all right? But let's just use him as an example. He's still a NFL veteran, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know he knows the
Started
drill.
Games.
Exactly. Like, you could do a lot worse at tackle. If Terrence Steele got cut tomorrow, you'd have 17, 18 teams rushing to sign him the next day, all right? So you got that going. We don't know still about Tyler Guyton.
Guyton was a rookie. They got hurt and didn't play that much his rookie year.
And didn't look great when he did.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I know a lot of people, it's in comparison to Nate Thomas, hoping that Guyton can play, but slotting him into not playing football for 2 months against one of the better D-lines you're going to see all year.
Dude, I'm a little, I get it. Everybody's excited, but at the same time, I have zero. If you told me tomorrow.
Him and Diggs are in the same spot for me, where I want them to be back. Yes. Cowboys fan ass, but that's a huge game to jump back into where you're both of those guys are playing high level opponents as far as who they're blocking, who they're guarding.
Diggs, I'm less concerned about because I mean he's been an all pro.
And,
right?
And he had a full he's had a long time.
He's had over a year to get ready and rehab. And I think too, he's got, as you and I have already alluded to, he's got something to prove. Mm-hmm. Tyler Guyton, we don't know what kind of tackle
he's still
he
learning
is.
Stuff. He's gonna be not only am I injured coming back, but it's not like I know the playbook front and back. 10-year vet.
If he'd have had a year like Cooper Beebe had last year, then maybe we'd be like, all right, hey, we're excited about it. I just there's a lot of cautious, I don't even know if I'd say cautious optimism about tomorrow anyway. All right, we're going to switch gears for just a hot minute. Coming up next, former Major League Baseball player, UT great, football analyst, you name it, he covers high school. There's nothing this guy hasn't done, and of course he's a native of the DFW as well. The one, the only, Mr. Keith Moreland joins us. Talk a little UT football, and let's talk a little Rangers as well. Don't go anywhere. It's Fan After Dark.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
Appreciate that, Dylon. Welcome back in. It is Fan After Dark on a Wednesday night. Let's jump right into this.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The D&M Leasing Hotline, welcome to the program. 12-year Major League Baseball veteran, World Series champion, as well as one of only 9 Longhorns to have his number retired in Longhorn baseball history, which is saying something. The one, the only, Mr. Keith Moreland joins us tonight. And Keith, we'll get right into this thing. First off, thanks for joining us tonight. Number one, you're a Longhorn through and through, but you're also a UT analyst, offensive analyst for the football team. So let's jump off right there. I'm sure you've been inundated with questions. The entire college football world, outside of Alabama getting their butts kicked, I think that the second most pressing thing was what the heck was going on with Arch Manning through those first 3 quarters. Just from taking a look at it, what is kind of the scuttlebutt around the coaching staff as far as how 16 looked, and what was your take on Arch's debut?
Well, I think two things that you look at and go with is the fact is you're playing one of the best defenses in America. I it sounds like I'm defending. I'm not defending, but there was a lot of different changes to what they did just all the way back to the bowl game. So you're seeing a different environment, obviously playing on the road in front of that crowd and that position. And then the second part of that is you're seeing some things differently defensively that you're expecting when you come in and make some adjustments. In that environment, I did not think that it was a terrible football game that he played. Defense was championship caliber. They just couldn't find ways to score when they got opportunities in the red zone to make the ball game a much different game. So if I were to give him a grade, I would probably give him a passing grade. I would not give him a big passing grade, but I'd give him a passing grade and see what the improvement does, because you look at this Longhorn schedule down the line, that's not the last really good football team they're going to play.
Keith, pleasure having you on. There's been a lot of chatter about Arch's mechanics, whether it be low throwing angles, some of the stuff when he was trying to push the ball past the sticks. What did you see mechanically from Arch and kind of just his overall pocket presence?
I think his reads were, if you grade him on, I'm going to grade him on one thing first. I think he knew where to get the football. Now, his ability to get the football there, I would probably, that's something we're going to see the improvement that he'll get. First career start, where you start, and you look at the scenario and you go, he was going in the right direction. So I'm going to take a positive view of this and say, you know, in the scenario that he was in, not bad. Now, if that's game two and he played a game before that and then you're stuck in that environment, I think there are times that you would see probably a little bit different results. But I would still like to see him make the improvement as he did as the ball game on. I think in the second half, I'm not sure that Sark changes anything he was doing in his play calling. I don't think he went to something different for in that point. But I think if you look at it and analyze the same types of play calls, I just think the ability to perform was much better in the second half.
Keith, I think the other thing, too, that I think has gotten lost on people is the amount of talent that they're replacing on that offense. You've got four guys, skill player. I mean, we've already talked about the offensive line. Everybody talked ad nauseum about how that offensive line had to be overhauled because you had so many guys leave and go to the NFL. But you've also got four skill players, both one and two wide receivers, and your tight end and your running back are now all on NFL rosters. I don't know that that's been factored in enough as far as that overhaul was considered as well.
That's a good point. And I think the offensive line performed, honest with you, if you go back and look at it, I think they did their job. I think one of the areas that's got to be improved is you got to get separation. Mm-hmm. All receivers, I mean, tomorrow night watching the Eagles and the Cowboys, the first thing we'll be looking can guys find separation, because the great receivers and the guys that can really help you are guys that can create a space for you to deliver the football. So if you hit on something that probably is my biggest takeaway from the game is, you got to find. I thought the offensive line performed well. I thought they were able to run the football pretty dadgum well to be in that environment. But I think you got to get separation from skill positionals on the outside.
Keith, your thoughts on Steve Sarkisian? A lot of talk about his fourth down calls, some of the running plays, just some of the stuff that he was calling up. Do you think he overall had a good game calling plays? And do you think he's still getting adjusted to calling an offense with Arch rather than Quinn Ewers?
I thought they did a good job in the middle part of the game of making some adjustments and going away from what they were planning on doing. And I think there were some things on the fly. I mean, you know, you ended up with a football game that two or three plays in the second half changed just a little bit different. You might have had a different outcome. So for me, the first thing I would say, I thought he did a good job in the middle of the game of changing some ideas and doing some different things offensively to give him an opportunity to come back in the game. So, yeah, I think you also, here's another one. I think you got to learn your personnel. That's the first time he'd called plays with this particular package of personnel. Now he knows his offensive line. In my opinion, I'd look at it, my offensive line held up. So now what can I do differently to do some different route combinations or some packages to get some guys to get some separation?
12-year Major League Baseball veteran and former World Series champion, well, never a former, but World Series champion, Keith Moreland, also a Turner High School grad as well. No stranger to the DFW, UT analyst. All right, let's talk a little national pastime. And look, I know your boy Boach, you guys spent a year together in San Diego. I'm sure there's stories that aren't safe for radio that you could probably tell at another time. number one, and me and Blake were talking about this last night, You know, you've got a contingent of folks out there. You know, with as frustrating as this Rangers season has been, it seems like for every two steps forward, they take two steps back. Today was, and I think I've said this eight different times this year, today was the perfect microcosm of this year where your pitchers went out. Jack Leiter was on his game, only gave up two runs, okay? Your bullpen does their job. You only give up three hits, and yet you still lose the ball game today, right? And this was a day that you could have made some ground up. You could have been a half game behind as far as the wild card spot. It just feels like this. But yet you've gone 0 for 14 with runners in scoring position the last 2 days. Some people are saying, oh, this is why Boch needs to go. Great. Look, I know that's your boy. What would you say the job that Boch has done given the way this team has performed this year?
But, you know, sometimes as an ex-player and played this game, there are certain times where you just cannot get it going in the direction you want going. You can work hard at it. You can get it done. I look at Kyle Tucker with the Cubs right now. You know, all of a sudden his life's turned around in the last 4 or 5 days, but he has struggled for more than 3 months. It is amazing in the game of baseball. There are going to be times that you struggle. But I look at this team and I look at what Boch is. His mentality, though, is so good for a team that's having some of these ups and downs, because it seems like when they play or are playing well, they play complementary baseball. In other words, the offense is doing their job and they throw the ball well and you find a way to get a win. And then you have a game like today where you have a guy go out and just pitch a heck of a baseball game, but you know, you face somebody else on the other side and you don't get it done offensively. And you don't win that ball game, but I still like where they're the position they're in. I still think that they can do some dangerous thing. I mean, obviously, anybody can overcome all of the injuries and the things that they've had to overcome. They put themselves in a position. Put it this way: if it's September 15th and you're within the chance to have a chance to get into the postseason, it's been a successful year. That's the way I look at it.
Keith, I'm interested. What is your perception of what the Texas Rangers identity is as a team? Because I think a lot of us going into the season talked about all these fun hitters that's coming in, Jock Peterson, Jake Berger, guys that can hit the fastball. The Rangers were one of the worst at the league in doing that in the previous year. You've got Adolis, Seager, Smith, Langford. You got all these names here that we all enjoy here in the DFW, and then all of a sudden the pitching takes an even bigger step this year. What even is the Rangers' identity for this season and going forward?
I think going forward, you think I'm crazy. I think going forward, they're going to be a pitching type organization. I just think I love where they're going and the direction they're going. But you didn't even mention a guy like Josh Young, who I mm-hmm. think is a tremendous player. So offensively, they've got to find a way to become more consistent. And sometimes you look at the inconsistency around Major League Baseball as a whole. You look at teams that you get one dimensional. The Yankees can hit the ball at the ballpark, but they have tough time winning a game where the ball's not going out of the ballpark. On the other side, you see teams that really don't have a big identity, and I would put the Rangers in that category. I think this team's identity is going to be pitching, and especially in the future, but right now I think they're still searching for that identity of what's going on. But still, even if you got a team that's known for pitching, you still got to score some runs. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all about putting more runs on the board than the other team.
Kind of staying in that realm, Leiter, Rocker, what do you think of these young guys? Could they be stars in the league? Do you see them kind of as role players, complementary guys, middle of the order guys? What is kind of your outlook on those two guys?
You know, you hate to put a ceiling on either one of them. I put it this way. I think they are rotation guys that are going to be, and what I call rotation guys, the guys in the top three in your rotation at any point during that rotation and gives you that 30 starts that you need in a season and makes you competitive 30 times out there. I think both of those guys can do that. So that's the way I evaluate those games. Can this guy make me 30 starts and keep me in the game, you know, where we have an opportunity to win?
Keith Moreland, 12-year baseball veteran, Major League Baseball veteran, World Series champion, joining us here talking all things Texas Rangers and UT Longhorns. And I don't think it's ironic that you mentioned this team's going to have a pitching identity going forward, considering that that's what Chris Young did. And when you think about it, he's done a tremendous job with putting this baseball team, or excuse me, putting this pitching staff together for the last couple of years. My question for you, though, he didn't go with a bona fide closer going into the season. He went closer by committee. That's, I don't want to call it a disaster, but it hasn't worked out well. And dare I say, that's probably the one position where if you had a bona fide closer, you might be in first place in the AL West right now. How detrimental is not having a bona fide closer when, you know, you're talking about a AL and an AL West where it's this tight?
It makes it more difficult. There's no way to sit here and look at you and put any other sugar coat on it. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a guy that can, you know, you need three outs and go slam the door at the back end. It's a lot of times winning ball games are very tough to do. Now, that being said, go back to the guys that you got at the beginning of the game. If they can find a way to get you into the seventh inning, there are guys in the bullpen and. Including the Rangers, have those guys in the bullpen and have good enough stuff that you can piecemeal. In other words, you can match left on left, right on right, and find a way to get to the end and get it done. I've seen some teams like that. But more times than not, your question, you answered yourself, it's really and got a guy that you know you can go get those last three outs.
You're a game and a half out. Get you out of here with this. Give us one good Bruce Bochy story and why he's one of the best, if not the best, manager of all time.
Well, I put it this way. Anybody that played with Bruce and his demeanor when you played with him, he was a very matter-of-fact, let's get the job done. This is the way it is. There was no frills. There's no big things on it. But it was always that guy that was so positive and so – I mean, perfect Bruce Bochy story. He's in the bullpen. I leap for a ball in San Diego over the fence because they moved the fences in and built these fences in the old Qualcomm Park in San Diego. And I leap over. I have it in my glove. I bring it all the way back onto the field. And Bochy is just leaping in the air, thinks, oh, what a catch, what a guy. And then collapses to the ground at the end of it. When I brought it back in, it wasn't a homer, but I didn't catch it as well. So, I remember that about Boach playing with him. He was so excited that I maybe have caught this ball and then I didn't catch this ball. And to see his emotion, he's a guy that cares about what he's doing. He's so good with people and he's so level headed. I think he's one of the best, if not one of the best managers in baseball. He's in the top five without a doubt. It's great to have him in my home state and I wish him the best of luck. And every time that I'm around him and see him.
Keith, great stuff from you, my friend. Shout out to our boy Mike Babbo for making this thing happen. Definitely check out the Picked Off podcast. Let's do this again. Look, we're a game and a half out. Like you said, we're 3 weeks away from this thing ending. So the Texas Rangers are as in this as anybody. When they make the playoffs, let's do this again. Sound good?
You got it. Sounds good.
My
Thanks
man.
For having me.
There you have it. The one, the only Keith Moreland. All right, let's get back at some NFL. We got some AFC predictions to get to. Don't go anywhere. He's Blake. I'm Fred. This is the Fan After Dark.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.